master, the tempest is raging, and the billows are tossing high. You see the sky is all shadowed with blackness. Oh, no hell.
To all niggers, and the word was death to all life, and the word was death to all peace. Be still. The Genesis was life, the Genesis was death, and the Genesis of death was the Genesis of war. Be still, peace, be still. In the name of peace, they wage the wars. Ain't they got no shame? In the name of peace, Lot's wife is now a product of the Morton Company. No, they ain't got no shame. Noah packing his wife and kitties up for a holiday. Row, row, row your boat. But why'd you leave the unicorns, Noah, huh? Why'd you leave them? While our black Madonna stood there, 18 feet high, holding him in her arms, listening to the rumblings of peace. Be still. Be still. Can I get a witness, 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 he wanted to know. And Peter only asked, who is that dude? Who is that black dude? Looks like a troublemaker to me. And the foundations of the mighty, mighty Roman Catholic Church were laid. Hallelujah, Jesus, no. They ain't got no shame. Cause they killed the Carthaginians in the great Appian way. And they killed the Moors just to civilize a nation. And they just killed the earth and blew out the sun in the name of a God whose genesis was white. And war wooed God, and America was born, where war became peace and genocide patriotism. And honor is a happy slave, cause all God's children need rhythm. And glory, hallelujah, why can't peace be still? The great emancipator was a bigot, ain't they got no shame? And making the world safe for democracy were 20 million slaves. No, they ain't got no shame. And they barbecued 6 million to raise the price of beef and cross the 16th parallel to control the price of rice. Ain't we never gonna see the light? And champagne was shipped out of the east while kosher pork was introduced to Africa. Only the torch can show the way. In the beginning was the deed, and the deed was death, and the honkies are getting confused. Peace, be still. So the great white prince was shot like a nigger in Texas, and our black shining prince was murdered like that thug in his cathedral, while our nigger in Memphis was shot like their prince in Dallas. And my lord, ain't we never gonna see the light? The rumblings of this peace must be still, be still, be still. All black people, ain't we got no pride?
Silence on the other end. Removed, pleasant facial expression, grin. Powerless feeling, legs unwilling or either incapable of moving. Silent killer on the other end. Removed, special someone, friends, loved ones, feeling powerless, mind unwilling or either incapable of comprehending. Eat right, they say. Live right, they say. Help your neighbors, honor the universe. She, they, all of them were mothers, fathers, friends, lovers, sister, girlfriends. Mended many of socks, broken hearts, combed ponytails, planned many meals, coordinated outfits, conquered many injustices, spoke out against hunger, fed hungry faces, visited inmates, and this is not fair. Something has gone wrong in the universe, and I'm so angry. How did it come to this? Is someone playing Russian roulette with us in America? Chemical and biological warfare. You say it's all science fiction. Well, this ain't no movie, but picture this. Our babies are being born with old man diseases. Colon cancer in an infant. Multiple sclerosis in an unborn child. And they're killing us in the womb, y'all. Silent killers. Drug dealers. Prescription fillers. How many pills does it take you to get through the day? They used to say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but who is making our food? No, I didn't say growing, 'cause from tomatoes to chickens, they're not growing, they're cloning, and you and I are eating healthy vegetarian meals, salads and baked dishes, having and hoping and wishing to live fruitful lives. But don't be surprised if that good old apple American pie had its beginning in a chemistry lab. I know, I'm babbling on in Babylon, and the dragon has swept his tail, wiping out half the stars in the universe, and it's getting darker. Don't fall to sleep now. It's getting too deep now. Cutting close to home now. Silent killers, home invaders, soul spirit mind chasers, creeping in, taking our next of kin, closest friends, mother, husband, father, lovers. And when will it end? I got a call the other day. It was silence on the end. Coming to take another mother, another friend. Fourth one, 3 in 1 year. Brought me to tears, and I sat in silence. I began to unconsciously do a self-exam of my breast. Felling out every ping and pang in my womb, closed my eyes and pictured my insides, seeking out and spiritually cleansing out any silent killers lingering around. And I'm not sure if I'm unwilling or just incapable of being silent anymore. While the silent killers, drug dealers invade our homes, and the enemies, he's so cunning, coming in sheep's clothing, hiding behind countertops and certificates on walls that clearly proclaim their intentions. Practitioners practicing their craft on us, and we fight in Congress for more affordable drugs from the drug dealer, while he's laughing all the way to the bank. 60 years later, they'll proclaim that one mill a day will rid us of the need, but they put that in a medical journal that none of us would read. Silent killers, drug dealers, home invaders, and I know. Sounds like science fiction, but this ain't no movie, and the picture is clear.
It's amazing to have seen the numbers of black Americans present in support of and totally engrossed with the changing of the guard of the British Empire at the White House during the inauguration festivities in Washington, D.C. It's amazing how many black Americans have seemingly forgotten just who is who in the world. It was almost as if God had called his lords and angels together for glorious song and dance, honoring the creator of all. It's amazing how many black Americans believed that Clinton, Gore, and appointed counsel could have accomplished anything of significance for people who would not do it for themselves. It's amazing how many black Americans in so very many significant positions throughout this country still wholeheartedly support the corporate deities of death, or otherwise death industries, namely the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, and chicken industries, whose presence is all prevailing in black communities on almost every corner across and or down the street from every church. It's also amazing that major black American organizations committed to the struggle and to the upliftment of humankind and or humanity have yet to initiate an all-and-out boycott of the death industries, pushing them from every corner by initiating an all-out personal commitment to life through removal of such from their own bodies, children, and homes. It's amazing that black Americans would rather argue that we all have to die of something someday, as if our own personal habits are no determining factor as to how, when, or where, yet complain about how bad the children are becoming or how shocked and appalled they are at the careless, unthinking, and deliberately wicked actions of so many. It's amazing that black Americans would rather quote the scriptures of a book given to them by the same man who enslaved them than take to heart the need to cleanse their own bodies from the contaminants of a death culture. It's amazing that black Americans would rather work on behalf of the Luciferian forces through the laissez-fairian forces that aid and facilitate the annihilation of not only races of color, but every order of being and creation through legalized genocide disguised as free enterprise. It's amazing that black Americans believe that a government based upon electorates, majority rule, consensus, popular opinion, democratic process, or games of agreement could actually exist. It's amazing that black Americans would rather die comfortably from war, disease, and unadulterated ignorance than live lawfully, qualifying for eternity while touting teachings of the ancient saviors, prophets, and saints. It's amazing that black Americans would continue to affirm blackness without affirming light, wisdom, intelligence, or truth as the substance of being, or apply themselves directly to the Creator and its will as method of empowerment. In my amazement, I ask you to join me and millions of others in withdrawing emotional, mental, physical, financial, and spiritual support from the death industries as means and method of saving our youth, teaching them through our examples, and allowing us to earn our rights towards real salvation, real life, real love, and real liberty while on earth, an opportunity to qualify for continued existence after our earth residency. There is no government, religious, or educational institution authorized by the law of existence or the Creator's will to legislate or perpetuate death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and or path of prosperity. On behalf of all orders of being, youth, and unborn generations, I urge you to consider how amazing it would be if we each took personal responsibility in redirecting our lives, energies, and resources from consuming, producing, and promoting products that offered little or no nutritive substance whatsoever, rob us of existing minerals and vital substances, and offer us artificial this, artificial that, dyes, chemicals, stimulants, hormones, and such, creating an artificial people. The only way to take control of our communities is to take control of our personal habits, desires, thoughts, and actions. To take control by taking our lives, our monies, our resources, and our children out of the influences of those whose products and ways promote death. Boycott the death industries. It's the only way to live.
I woke up this morning when the man
The struggle for freedom and justice continues. The MLK March Committee presents the annual march and rally honoring the national observance of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. January 21st at 2 p.m. between Peachtree Street and Auburn Avenue. If you or your organization wish to participate, or if you would like more information, the number is 404-614-3222. 8222 or the website at mlkmarchaaar.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information and handpicked music.
You know, this old world, it just keeps on spinning around.
7Nanda Natural Foods Market will host The Power of Love with Adama Alaji. The Power of Love is a course for men and women that will reinforce the awareness of the laws that govern existence, our personal health and wellness, wealth and progression, and our liberation. The Power of Love will take place on January 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. in the Education Room at 7Nanda, which is located at 467 Moreland Avenue in Atlanta. For more information, www.7nanda.coop or 404-681-2831. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by your listener-supported community radio, 89.3 FM WRFG, your station for progressive information and handpicked music.
You know, sometimes it just spins too fast and you not only lose your balance, but...
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said, because in general I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed, because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex. But all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and went storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago I hadn't heard the sumbitch. Now all of a sudden he's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary. They took the dignity from the dignitaries. They took the secrets from the secretary. But they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries, because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries. Tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only work for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war. It is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war.
Peace is not the absence of war. It is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves, because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. What you gonna do? Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary.
Say what you gonna do?
We hounded the Ayatollah religiously, bombed Libya, and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians, watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the armies, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war.
Two, three, four.
Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in the north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Peace. Say it to yourself. I believe we got to work for peace.
Peace ain't gonna be free.
You got to work for peace.
You believe in peace,
gotta go to work.
They got folks out there working for war.
Children all over the world, in Asia and Africa and in South America, who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. So this is a song about tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to teach one. Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone got to go to work. Work for peace. Spirit say work.
Ooh. the world, look what we've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth as we make sure?
Good evening, Atlanta. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle right here on your station for progressive information, WRFG 89.3 FM. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Great Pax Whitey by Nikki Giovanni with the James Cleveland and New York Community Choir, followed by Ozara O'Day, Silent Killers. Then an original piece written by and spoken by me called It's Amazing, calling for the boycott of the death industries. And then Gil Scott-Heron's Work for Peace and Michael Jackson's Earth Song. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are listening via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. I am so grateful and so thankful that you'd prefer to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so appreciative for your consistency, your diligence, your care to be the inner circle. Those who are consistently making adjustments like the pupil of the eye to the light. But that's what this program is about. It's about our coming to a point and place where we have the opportunity to be collectively held in the realization that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is no time when it has not existed. It is beginningless and endless. It is infinite and eternal. It is that reality that animates every atom and every cell of our being. It is the fullness of all there could ever be as cosmic. We are these points of that absolute and supreme reality, and I'm here to remind you that we are already in heaven and our lives are already divine, and that there is absolute law that governs life. There's absolute law that is always working. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to realize that the one eye there is that sees through every eye is what you would refer to as God. But it is beyond God, for God is like man. It's a form of intelligence. It has form, and it has the opportunity to work on behalf of the intelligence of existence, to serve the whole of existence itself. That gods as well as men and goddesses as well as wombed men are these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are on a cosmic journey of conscious immortality. They don't want us to realize that truth while we're here. But that's exactly why we're here. Earth residency is the curriculum for learning the laws that govern life, coming into that point and place where we are realizing who and what we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is referred to as God, but it's beyond all gods and all goddesses, all worlds, all realms, all heavens, all hells, all of the things that man has formulated as his image of God that he's given us through his religions and all of these things, so that we have all been oriented towards an inner standing and an understanding or a disbelief in there being a presence that is referred to as God. But it's not anything that we can really debate, that there is intelligence that governs all and that we did not birth ourselves. And that even those who gave birth to us and those who had that spark of divinity that put it all in motion, we, who are these points of the presence of that reality, still don't know ourselves. We don't know how we function. We don't know how that intelligence animates us, how, and the nature of our own spirits. We have so much to learn about ourselves, which is our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being, is self-knowing, creator-knowing, and creation-knowing how to create. And in a day and time when we have been under so much socialization, so much religious training, so much warfare, so much degradation, so much dysfunction, so much bastardization, usurpation, capitalization, globalization, and agendas that really have prepared or are preparing you to die, that we have to recreate, to understand that we have the power to recreate. And we have to begin with ourselves. We have to begin in ourselves. We have to take personal responsibility to be able to respond personally, correctly, and directly in each now moment, by applying ourselves wholeheartedly with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to being reoriented in the truths of existence, in the truth of life, in the laws of life, in the laws that govern our lives. There are no men who are so powerful that they can license you, certify you, or degree you to function outside of the order of the whole of existence. There are no men, and there are no institutions. There are no books. There are no scriptures. There are no religions who can excuse you for being out of attunement with that which breathes you and that which beats your heart. There are no political, social, or commercial agendas that can give you license to be murderers, liars, and thieves, robbing other ones of their rights to live and the essence of themselves. There is no one who can justify and put you in a position where you should feel justified for being out of alignment with the purposes of existence, in the exaltation of existence itself, that you can pursue a way of living that perpetuates death, that you can take responsibility for making sure that poisonous products are manufactured and distributed and brought into our communities and given to our children, that we have the right to a livelihood that perpetuates death. We have no rights to anything but death. When we are out of order with the laws that govern existence itself, and this is why there is so much sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation, starvation, warfare. All of these things are the real proof and indication that there is a misalignment, that there is a disharmony with that which promotes harmony, which is truth. It says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from what? Free from sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation, starvation, unemployment, bastardization, AIDS, cancers, diabetes, lupus, bipolarism, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, obesity, high blood pressure. It doesn't matter what you call the state of dis-ease. We're in a pandemic of it. And in a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, the fact that our scholars and whatnot are still talking about our economic freedom. What economic freedom can we have when you don't have the sense enough to know how to eat? What kind of economic freedom can we really have when we continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and drink alcohol and serve candy and white sugar-laden, devitalized, processed, box, microwave garbage to our children? What kind of economic freedom can you have when you're stupid? When you perpetuate your own death, when you are so faithless that you feel like you can only get up and go to work on behalf of those whose purposes are our own annihilation. They don't want to hold you accountable for being able to think a right thought. And then they don't want to tell the truth about it. They want to keep blaming it on Willie Lynch and the enslavement and all of these things. And in the light of that, they want to talk about how great we were and how black people did this and we did that. And we still have the responsibility
to come to a point and place where we stop exalting blackness and exalt the light and wisdom and truth that allows us to be rectified and harmonized in being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that that intelligence is beyond blackness. It is that which animates every order of existence, every people, regardless of where they fit in the scale of the blackest black to the lightest light. We are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that intelligence is calling us to rise in acknowledgement that there is only one intelligence that is absolute and supreme, and it does nothing to undermine anything or anybody. And it has not given us permission to practice death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And those who are the practitioners and the legislators of death are dysfunctioning, distorted, violators, insecure, and there's no supremacy in their idiocy and their stupidity, in their effort to marginalize and stupefy and bastardize and usurp and devastate. There is no supremacy in being out of alignment with the purposes of existence. There is no supremacy in feeling that one is beyond and above the laws that govern life itself and that the ends justify the means. There is no salvation or deliverance from the karmic debt that people will be experiencing as a result of allowing their body temples, which is the dwelling place for the true spirit of God, for allowing your temples to be desecrated and defiled and turned into living cemeteries for the rotting carcasses of violated beings. We're in a now moment that requires us to wake up, to care enough to really cleanse and purify our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits so that we can be renewed and rebirthed, revitalized and revivified in the light and the truth of absolute and supreme intelligence. Because there is no governing body of the European nations or the African nations at this particular point who are doing that which is truly in the best interest of the whole of existence. See, that's where the wisdom is, when you are able to serve the purposes of existence in the exaltation of light, in the exaltation of life itself, and to know that there is no real way that you can be truly worshiping and honoring the intelligence of existence, that which you all refer to as God. I don't care if you call it Allah, Jah, Yah, Yahweh, Elohim, El Shaddai. It doesn't matter what you call it. The fact that you can speak with a voice that you did not give yourself, that you move with a life force that you don't even know how it works. That you have the opportunity to think and to consider, to dream, to love, to create, to celebrate, to dance. You've been given such a blessed opportunity of being, of participating with one of the grandest experiences that you'll ever have here is in living. And they have you in a position where you are acting as if your life is not the most valuable thing that you could ever have. that your car is more valuable than your body? You treat your cars better than you treat yourselves. You treat your cars better than you treat your children. You don't put sugar in your gas tank. Why do you throw sugar down your children's throats? You don't put cow's milk in your transmission. You respect the order of your automobile. And you disrespect the laws that govern your own being. And this is why there's so much sickness and illness and disease. Because you are not acknowledging that there is that which is right, there is that which is best, there is that which is light, there is that which is wisdom, there is that which is truth. And when you are not attuned to being in it, then you can't truly prosper, because your prosperity is directly related to your own initiative and ability to cultivate the light and the wisdom and the wealth of yourself and your children on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent. Here we have another year that has gone forward, and now we're still acknowledging the messages and the ministry of our dear departed brother, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was the beneficiary of the examples of men like my uncle, George Patterson McKinley Jr., who was dean at Morehouse when he was there, who is contemporary with Dr. Benjamin E. Mays and Dr. William Borders and Daddy King and all of the elders that he looked up to, that helped groom him. See, nobody becomes great by themselves. And we have not had the examples of real greatness that was not somehow marred by the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, canned food, artificial this, white sugar, and all of the things that people fed off of whence they came from those marches. Once they came home from the churches, once they heard the good message and what they ate in the basements of the churches when they were celebrating the messages and all of those things, you and I have the duty, the obligation, and responsibility to do that which they did not know to do. To come to a point and place where we build upon the strengths and the commitments that they did lay for us, but we are obligated to do a greater thing, and that is to be in alignment with the light that is present and prevalent with us in this now moment. You will not be able to justify how you were the beneficiaries of such responsible people who took the time to do what they had light to do, but it wasn't the light of liberation, because we still are not a liberated people, neither were they. And we cannot continue to support the corporate deities of death, the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, the dairy, the meat, the Coca-Colas, the Pepsis, the Kraft Foods, and all of these ones who are murderers and liars. They put their lies forward on the television thinking that this is the real thing and things go better with Coke and all of this. It is garbage. It is causing the osteoporosis and the insanity and the criminality. The consistent bastardization, stupefaction, dumbing down, anesthetization, and the complicity and the complacency and the conspiracy of silence that those who have college degrees from Spelman and Morehouse and all of these people are doing, because they will not stand up and be in the truth of what it is that we have to do on behalf of the establishment of this eternal order and the eternal government. This is not business as usual. When you come to a point and place where you understand that your duty, obligation, and responsibility as man, the progenitor of lineages of people, and woman, the perpetuator of lineages of people, is to have enough light, enough love, enough wisdom, and enough sense to lift your voice up into that which animates you so that you are able to get the direct download of light and instruction and wisdom that allows you to do what you were born to do in the perpetuation of life itself. In the glorification of the lineages that you represent, with the conscious intent to activate every atom and every cell of your being for the purpose of vivid self-representation of that which is light, that which is love, that which is honor, that which is integrity, that which is complete ability to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly to that which is ours in our now moment. On behalf of those who did not survive those slave ships, on behalf of those who were murdered and sodomized and raped and hung and beaten and starved and imprisoned and incarcerated, on behalf of all of those who tried to get us to work together and harmonize, but they did not have the light and the sense enough to realize that you cannot feed from your slave masters and become a free people. You cannot worship and love a book more than you love the functioning of every atom and every cell of your being. You cannot love dissipating your life force and spewing yourself into latex condoms and flushing your life's essence down the toilets more than you love developing and cultivating a full life's urge. We have to realize that there is a right way to live that brings about health and wellness and healing and prosperity and wisdom and truth. See, virtue of integrity and the character that we have to have in order to be harmonious with the spirit of the true and living God that dwells in these temples. Our temples have to be cleansed. The intent was to defile you, to desecrate the temples of God, to make you a laughing stock, put you in a vibration where you dwell in so much vice that you could not possibly have the quality of spiritual grace and the protection that is necessary in order for you to come to the quality of thought that can make a difference in this world. So they don't mind you going to school and getting educated. If you don't know how to eat, then you definitely ain't gonna know how to think. You can't even make good of the education that you've been given. We're in a now moment where those of us who care should care to walk in the integrity of all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme reality. See, there is no liberation. There is no salvation. There is nothing that we can do that makes sense if we do not have the care to realign, to be reoriented in the truth of the who that we are as these points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. Because there is no agenda, there's no objective, there's no curriculum, there's nothing that these people have given us that is sufficient to raise us up out the ditches and valleys of degradation. The United States Constitution has not provided for that. It will never provide for that. The golden rule is insufficient. Calling on the name of Jesus will never give you salvation if you will not live according to the disciplines of discipleship. Discipleship in absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. If you're not disciplined enough to know that you should not be feeding off of any doggone thing, what do you eat? Oh, I eat everything. Long as it ain't moving. We need to come to a point and place where we're ready. You're either ready to live or you're ready to die. And if you're ready to live, to truly live, then you should be ready to be cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that you are the glory on behalf of the lineages that you represent. And you are taking personal responsibility to do that which is yours to do in preparing your lineages, your children, your grandchildren for a greater glory in being the ones that they are. It requires conscious care to come to absolute love. Care is the supreme art that facilitates real love. And real love is the true victory that brings about the peace. See, peace does not happen because you are coerced, you're in fear, you're so stupefied, anesthetized, inebriated, and intoxicated that you cannot even begin to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly for being under siege. It's like you've already been counted down. You're on the canvas of the ring, and the referee is counting you out. And I'm saying, get up. Get up. Get up. If you don't get up right now, then you may be dead forever. Get up. And do what is necessary for your own salvation. Because you will not be able to ride on the laurels of anybody else. And you could study all the religions and all of the prophets, but if you don't come to a point and place where you become a disciplined disciple of love and light and wisdom and truth and cleanliness, then you will never know the glory. Because working every day for a dollar and paying your bills on time and paying for more polished wood, metal, and stone that may keep you comfortable, but it will not get you off the path of death. And as long as you believe you have to die from something, then know that it's coming. And prepare yourselves properly. As long as you love killing yourself and feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and you can't give up your dead flesh, and you can't give up your buffalo wings, and you can't give up your cigarettes, and you can't give up your alcohol, and you can't give up all of this garbage, then give up your life, because you've given up your body, your heart, your mind, your life, and your soul. At some point, you got to care. And if you don't, then it's okay. But you'll never be able to blame somebody else. And you'll never be able to truly exalt the light and the wisdom and the truth of those whose light, love, wisdom, and truth laid foundation for all of us. You will never be able to honor them in disrespecting yourself and your children and the laws that govern existence and the day and time in which we're living. So you can read all of the history books and you could talk about, well, the Moors were black and we did this and we did that. If you did all of that, then why can't you clean your behind now? How are you going to take responsibility for building pyramids and stuff? And you can't even honor the temple that you were given. You will never be able to do a greater job and a greater work than becoming the one that you are. And the evidence of all of the temples that are, and the tombs and the pyramids that are all around the world built by black people from Africa, this all, that's all well and good. But if we can't heal ourselves from the diabetes and the lupus and the stupidity and the idiocy and the anesthetization and the intoxication and the inebriation and whatnot, you don't even need to open your mouth. about what we did when, if you're not willing to do what we need to do now. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of the billions of creatures whose blood has been spilt into the underground water tables of this earth and their feces dumped into the waters and streams, on behalf of all of those who've been marginalized, stupefied, dumbed down, dying of cancer, heart disease, and all of this, on behalf of the whole of existence itself, commit every atom and every cell of your being to being whole, to being vital, to being realigned, reattuned, and reoriented in the light and the truth of the all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence. If you don't do that, then you'll never know who and what you could have done, and nobody else will know it either. We won't even know that you paid your bills on time, and how you worked 30 years, and never late. None of it really matters if you won't honor the who that you really are. That's what we're here to do, and that's who I am, to remind you, as heraldess of the establishment of this eternal order and the voice of resurrection. This is Adama, and you're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
Yeah. I'm calling out, fear pulls me down. When the waters wash over my head, you are my lifeline, you are my rescue. Strength in my weakness, light in my darkness. You are my safety, lifter of my head. The air that I need when I can't seem to breathe.
Shame on me. Staying here for so long, when we both know it was so wrong, baby. I want for you something better, and I hope you do. Stay forever in my heart, girl. My love won't fail you now.
But what we had would never last today, baby. Oh, my love, girl.
The MLK March Committee continues to celebrate God and the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King with our annual gospel concert January the 20th at 5 p.m. at St. Peter Missionary Baptist Church, 1558 Venetian Drive, Atlanta, featuring True Witness, Heroes, LaTanya Scott, Lisa Wise, and more. If you would like more information, the number is 404-614-3222. The website is MLKMarch.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by your community radio, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information and hand-picked music.
We're going forward. We're going forward. One day we're going to be...
There's a girl who was raised to believe that love is suffering. She grows up and a man like a father gives her a wedding ring. Now she walks around her constant companion are resentment, fear, and sadness. The lack of laughter turns to cancer. This song is dedicated to her.
The worst disease in the world,
it's not cancer, it's not AIDS. When he was 12 years old. Now guilt lives in the pit of his stomach, and even though he's grown, he believes he deserves to be punished. Now he lives his life fast and reckless, searching for love, vulnerable and helpless. This song is dedicated to
the
him.
Worst disease in the world.
It's not cancer, it's not AIDS. It may seem
And I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. I believe that it's so simple that sometimes it looks complicated. God's love is like sunshine, is there whether or not we recognize it. The most powerful energy in the universe, and all we have to do is use it.
You may think
that there's nothing in the world that you can do, but that ain't the truth. The fact of the matter is a better world begins with you. Be the best person you can be. Pass those values to your family. And when you pray for those you love, say a prayer for humanity.
Say a prayer.